This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Rainbow Crusaders here on Joy 94.9. In the 1970s, the gay rights movement began to build up steam. The start of groups such as the Australasian Lesbian Movement, ACT UP, and then further down the line with the Campaign Against Moral Persecution, saw queer identity being embraced and politically moving forwards. But queer history is more than just politics. The camp community has been lucky for its rich artistic history and the wonderful characters that inhabited this world of glitter, drag and subversion. A lot of these cultures owe much to the Australian understanding of drag and camp culture that was showcased in films such as Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and even the wonderful kitsch characterisation of Australiana hitting worldwide popularity in the 80s. One of the characters and beloved members of Melbourne's camp community was out and proud Jan Hillier, and her work with the Queens and performers in developing the Pokies Night at Prince of Wales Hotel in St Kilda. You're on Rainbow Crusaders as we look at the life of Jan Hillier and the wonderful world of Pokies. At the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives, an early photograph of Jan Hillier with an attractive young lady is displayed with pride. Jan, cutting a handsome figure in a tuxedo, her arm around her date, at one of the camp balls in the early days of gay life. Little would Jan know that she herself would be one of the driving forces in the creation of one of the most popular gay dances in Melbourne. In a year before she passed away, she spoke with the crew of Been There, Done That, with Chris Furneaux, Annette Pope and Anita Gibbons, in 2000, about her first ever function that she ran. Jan knew there was a niche she could invest in, and after several switches of venues for her gay dances, she met with Doug Lucas, who became the MC. Both the entrepreneurs approached the hotel manager of the Prince of Wales Hotel former policeman Ross McVean. Prince of Wales had attractive homosexual clientele since 1937, and it certainly is considered the oldest homosexual bar in Melbourne due to its continued existence. But Ross McVean was either ignorant of its history or concerned about the repercussions upon his business should he accept Jan and Doug's proposal. Ross McVean's main argument was the appeal of drag show for his customers. Would it be able to fill the entire first floor, which included the showroom, piano room and the regal room? The compromise of just opening the showroom was a bit of an underestimation from Ross McVean, because on the first night of Pokies, 300 customers were turned away due to the lack of room, and soon they flooded in every Sunday night to see Pokies. Pokies has often been cited as bringing meaning to drag. It was high camp, high glamour, and in the tradition of such fabulous shows, such as Les Girls, Folies Bergères, and the Gordon Glitz of Las Vegas showgirl tradition. The shows cost over $50,000 to put on, and the gowns contributed to a bulk of those costs, along with the wigs. It was the beginning of a lot of change in the law as well. Initially, the performers had to enter the hotel in male garb, down to the underwear. This contributed to a lot of the internalised homophobia of the gay community, which seemed to be prevalent at the time. You're listening to Rainbow Crusaders here on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Rainbow Crusaders here on Joy 94.9. Pokies soon was for all people. Not only did the queer community embrace it, the locals started to pack the audience. St Kilda at the time was cheap rent, and home to local punk music fams and mohawks and DIY outfits, along with elderly ladies with their shopping jeeps, who'd pop into the gay bar at the Prince of Wales for a beer. Pokey's glamour and camp beauty made it an ideal locale for many young queers to come out to their parents in the comfortable seating and low admission price with a meal included. Jan was proud of the development of the gay scene. Her family, that began so subversive, was the talk of the town.
There am all such a hungry yearning, burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.
Pokies was most especially known for its collection of celebrated showgirls. Michelle Tozer, Terry Tinsel, Deborah Legay, and one of the most treasured members of the camp community and St Kilda, Renee Scott. Renee started with Pokies 3 weeks after it opened, bringing her dance partner, Graham Pengilly, and their routine, Cole Porter's Night and Day. Renee soon packed the houses and was with Pokies for its entire tenure. For 17 weeks, her iconic rendition of Dreamgirls' And I'm Telling You brought the house down. Drag and trans cultures at the time mingled freely. Though we should be clear that not all drag queens lived as trans women. For women such as Renee, however, pokies gave her the ability to embrace her femininity and gender and be applauded for it. Pokies was a trailblazer during the AIDS crisis. Many of the performers succumbed to AIDS-related illnesses, and so many of the earliest fundraisers were held at Pokies. Patron guests Don Dunstan and Ita Buttrose appeared at the night to help raise money of the HIV/AIDS ward at Fairfield. Pokies also played host to establish support for women who were living with HIV in Victoria, at the time a rather groundbreaking and unheard-of group living with the IT disease. Jan spoke with regret at the loss of many of her family during the end of her life, with Been There, Done That in 2000. Jan's influence as a cultural figure of the queer community meant she had the connections to recruit many people to help support those who were dying at the time of AIDS-related illnesses. It is odd, due to Jan's tireless presence and continued promotion of gay culture, that she described herself as not being a political person, preferring to entertain the masses than go out to the street. But even her proclamation of being apolitical was in itself political, and her influence with politicians and members of the public was an unrecognised political gesture.
I'm not a political person. People like to be political, but I don't go down that road. I think years ago, in the beginning, it was more a family. And I think that all you lovely people out there in the audience that are sitting at home watching TV with your lover and your dog on your knee, you remember what I'm talking about. We all stuck together. Now I think it's a bit sad. The scene is being there in the fast lane, and they think, you know, they've got to do all this to be part of the scene. And at the end of the day, I'm not here to criticise. I know that that's not part of my life, nor do I want it. That's why I don't go out anymore.
Pokies wowed audiences until 1992, when it held its final show. Jan retired from public life, and although she made a few appearances at parties, she felt that her time had finished and she had made her mark on gay culture.
Well, I've never thought about age. Well, probably with this head of mine, I can't think any different. Look, I still feel the same now as when I was 17. I might be 65, my lungs might have collapsed, I might have arthritis, and my eyesight's failing fast, but I still think like I did when I was 16. I still wish I could do all the things I did when I was 16. Age is nothing. It's your friends, it's the people around you, it's part of life. And if anyone out there's got an age crisis, for God's sake, stop it. Everybody grows old. We're all going to grow old. But does it matter? Is it important? Does it matter? We're all here for a good time. Who knows our destiny? We're not here for a long time. We're here for a long time.
You're listening to Rainbow Crusaders here on Joy 94.9. Sadly, a year after this interview, Jan passed away, attempting to save her beloved dogs in a house fire at her Caulfield home. She was 67 years old. Pokies legend Renee Scott also passed away back in 2012 of a heart attack. She was still working at the Prince of Wales, now as a barmaid, but no one could ever forget her amazing charisma as one of the dream girls of Pokies. Jan Hillier's life and legacy is one of glamour and family. For her, the gay community was her family. It was her life. It was where she gave her queens and her beloved friends a great night out. This has been Rainbow Crusaders on Joy 94.9. Special thanks to Chris Furneaux from Been There, Done That, Mondays at 12 p.m. on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.